Well, for starters, ISIS is now a global organization. That means it can tap into additional sources of revenue and fighters, but also additional sources of momentum and legitimacy for its narrative, which makes ISIS actually less dependent on military successes in Iraq and Syria for the success of its overall brand. What that means is ISIS victories in places like the Philippines can actually inspire and motivate ISIS fighters to go to the Philippines, but also to go back to the place where the caliphate was established in Iraq and Syria, because those activities abroad further legitimize the ISIS phoenix narrative, that it will constantly rise from the ashes and it will ultimately be victorious even when it suffers setbacks. And that narrative of ultimate victory grows stronger and more powerful every time ISIS loses some terrain and then is able to fight its way back.
Do you get the sense that they have a timeline for their quote unquote relaunch?
I do think ISIS has a timeline in mind. It remains a professional military organization that conducts deliberate campaign design, which means they have a theory for how they are going to reestablish the caliphate in Iraq and Syria. What I don't know is exactly what timeline they are hoping to pursue, but what we can see from available information is that they are proceeding according to deliberate phases. They already completed one phase that was named the Soldier's Harvest phase and launched a new one on May 29th of this year, titled the Battle of Attrition, for which the focus is to degrade ISIS's enemies in Iraq and Syria and set conditions for a land grab in the future. I expect this attrition campaign will last a year, which is the typical duration of an ISIS campaign phase, after which we could see them attempt to reclaim terrain, depending on how successful they have been in this year, and depending actually on the level of U.S. military involvement and effort to disrupt this ISIS insurgency.
I realize that it's not possible to say with any certainty, and certainly if there was any way to do that, the U.S. military would have taken care of this a long time ago. But what's the likely location or region or area where Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is?
Yeah, we don't know for sure. Unfortunately, we do know he remains alive and in control of the ISIS organization. He is most likely moving around and not staying in one place for terribly long, and is taking advantage of very remote desert safe houses in the unpopulated areas in eastern Syria and western Iraq, where we do have multiple reports of Baghdadi popping up at different places along the outer rim of that desert.
So you have sightings, and these are vetted or verified sightings.
Well, we have local reports of sightings, and we also, there have been multiple attempted strikes against Baghdadi that provide additional, indication of where he may be operating. But this is, these are typical longstanding Al-Qaeda in Iraq safe houses in the desert, where no security forces really can project force in any kind of sustainable capacity. So it also is the parts of this area of operations that it makes most sense for Baghdadi to be located.
Jennifer Caffarella is Research Director at the Institute for the Study of War. J.J. Green, WTOP News.